Hundreds of paramilitary policemen in India are being feted as heroes after killing the country's most wanted man. Kusmunaswamy Veerappan is something of an Indian Al Capone in terms of his reputation. Officials say he died in a shootout after venturing out of the jungles of South India. He had found sanctuary there for years. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from New Delhi.
It's a life of crime that reads like a Bollywood script and inspired several, including this movie, Jungle. For decades, the man known by his nom de guerre of Veerappan lorded over the forests that stretch across the South Indian states of Tamil Nadu, Karnataka and Kerala. He smuggled vast amounts of ivory and sandalwood. He strung up informers. He terrorized villagers, killed cops, kidnapped dignitaries. And no matter how hard the authorities tried, no matter how much money they spent, they couldn't catch him. His beady-eyed features and outsized handlebar moustache became better known than the faces of the country's political leaders. The manner of his death surprised no one more than Sunad Raghuram, author of a book on his life.
I have always held the view that he was quite invincible in the jungle because Veerappan was indeed a master of the terrain and a very, very adept at jungle craft. That was one of the main reasons why he was able to be one up on his pursuers all these years.
Veerappan proved so elusive that more than a decade ago, the police formed a special task force dedicated to the country's largest manhunt. As the years passed with no results, this became the butt of Indian jokes. But the jibes ended yesterday in what police say was a 20-minute late-night shootout near a village in Tamil Nadu, where Veerappan stumbled into a trap set by the paramilitary police. According to K. Vijay Kumar, head of the task force, police officers worked for months undercover, disguised as bus drivers, hawkers and handymen.
It was coming at the end of a long wait, a desperate wait. Very hard work over a few weeks and few months.
Hailed as heroes, the police are now being showered with rewards. Jaya Lalita, Chief Minister of Tamil Nadu.
Each and every person involved in the special task force, that is a total of 752 men, will receive a one-step accelerated promotion. Apart from that, each of the 752 personnel will receive 3 lakh rupees as a cash reward, and in addition, each of the 752 personnel will be given a housing plot.
The entertainment industry loves a classic villain, like Durga in the movie Jungle, a character based on Veerappan. Over the years, Veerappan himself played the part, generating mountains of articles in the Indian press, which, in its arcane style, labelled him as a brigand and an outlaw, especially after he kidnapped a movie star 4 years ago and held him for more than 3 months. Some accounts say Veerappan was seen by the poor of the forests, whom he paid off, as a Robin Hood, but author Sunad Raghuram says this is inaccurate.
The methods of the man were very, very gruesome. He was a cold kind of a person who would go to lengths to spread terror in the minds of the villagers.
At the end of the movie Jungle, the Veerappan character is stoned and stabbed, though his ultimate fate isn't clear. For the man himself, reality has proved more decisive. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.